Welcome. This lesson is titled AMC Base Pressure Stretch and Arrange in Ableton Live 12 for Late Night Roller Weight. I'll guide you through a simple, repeatable workflow using Ableton's stock devices and arrangement view automation. By the end, you'll be able to turn a short drum and bass loop or wave-eatable patch into a long, smeared roller tail and arrange and automate it so the low end feels heavy and controlled without getting muddy. Lesson overview: we'll split a short bass into two tracks, a tight sub-body and a stretched smeared tail, then automate grain delay, dry slash wet, and feedback, clip transpose, auto-filter cutoff, low shelf gain rides, and sidechain behavior. We'll finish with a small 8/16 bar arrangement and a practice exercise you can follow. Before we begin, work in arrangement view. Press tab to toggle. Press A to show automation lanes. Name your tracks to stay organized: bass sub, bass stretch, and bass bus for the group. Part A: prepare your source bass. Start with a simple bass loop as audio or create a short mono wave-eatable patch. One oscillator, low pass, no unison. If you use wave-eatable, resample or freeze and flatten so you're working from audio. Audio gives predictable results with grain delay and warping. Duplicate or create two tracks from that audio: bass sub for the tight low end, and bass stretch for the smeared tail and ambience. Part B: make the tight sub. On bass sub, insert EQ8. High pass everything above roughly 150 Hz if needed, or use a gentle bell cut to remove mids. Boost a narrow band around 60 to 90 Hz by about +3 to +6 dB for weight, using a moderate Q. Add a compressor or glue compressor with a short attack, 1 to 10 milliseconds, and a tempo sync to release. Use a mild ratio around 2:1. Don't overcompress. At the end of the chain, add utility and lock the low end to mono. Set width equals 0 for frequencies below 120 Hz, or duplicate and use an EQ split if you prefer. This keeps the sub centered for club playback. Part C: build the stretch tail. On bass stretch, insert grain delay. Start with large delay time, somewhere between 60 and 240 ms. For smear, set spray low, around 0 to 20%, to add subtle randomness. Pitch can be 0 or a small detune of ±1 to 3 semitones, but we'll also automate pitch separately. Set feedback between 30 and 60% to extend tails, but watch for runaway feedback. Start dry slash wet around 30 to 60%. We'll automate this. Add a saturator after grain delay with gentle drive, then an EQ8 to tame harsh resonances. Put utility last for level rides and width control. Part D: create the stretch automation for dry slash wet and feedback. Enable automation mode with A and open grain delays parameters in the device view so you can draw lanes for dry slash wet and feedback. For a build, automate dry slash wet from low, 0 to 10%. Up to 50 to 70% across 1 to 4 bars to reveal the smear. Automate feedback up slightly at the start so the tail lingers, then drop it after the impact to avoid clutter and phase problems. Use the pen tool or draw breakpoints and keep curves soft for musical movement. Part E: pitch and transpose automation for pressure movement. Select the bass stretch audio clip. Open clip view and in clip envelopes choose sample transpose. Create slow pitch bends. Subtle downward slides of -1 to -3 semitones over a bar give a heavy sag. Small upward drifts of +1 to +2 semitones can create release. Keep changes subtle. Big pitch shifts on low frequencies can sound out of tune and clash with the drums. Part F: auto filter and filter automation for roller motion. Insert auto filter on bass stretch. Placing it after grain delay filters the smeared tail. Before we'll shape the source before smearing. Choose what sounds best. Use a 24 dB low pass for a darker roller, or a band pass for a focused tone. Automate cutoff in arrangement view. Slow oscillating sweeps over 1 to 2 bars work well. Open cutoff by a few hundred Hz during peaks and nudge resonance up slightly for emphasis, but keep resonance modest and automate it only briefly. Part G: low end gain rides in sidechain automation. To make stretched sections feel heavier without overwhelming the mix, add an EQ8 and a low shelf around 50 to 100 Hz. Automate that band's gain by +3 to +6 dB at key hits. For sidechain, insert compressor on bass stretch, enable sidechain and choose your kick bus or a dedicated kick trigger. Use a fast attack and a quick release. Automate the compressor threshold or ratio slightly across sections so the tail ducks more in dense parts and breathes in open parts. This keeps weight while preserving clarity. Part H: arrange the stretched material. Duplicate bass stretch clips and create variations. Place a stretched version at the end of phrases or as a pre-drop pad. For example, Use the last two bars before a drop. Use short bursts of high dry slash wet smear to accent fills. Keep the bass sub mostly continuous. If the smear dominates, reduce or mute the sub for those moments. Use clip gain and track volume automation to ride energy. For clarity and arrangement view, dedicate one lane to filter cutoff, one to grain dry slash wet, and one to transpose. Part I. Final glue and bus processing. Group bass sub and bass stretch into bass bus. On the bus, add glue compressor for cohesion and an EQA to tame or boost low mid content. Automate bass bus volume for section wide changes. A +2 to +3 dB boost for the main roller section works well. Then bring it back for breakdowns. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't overuse grain delay feedback. Too much creates a messy low end and phase issues. Keep pitch automation small. Large semitone jumps on sub content cause clashes. When automating dry slash wet, watch perceived loudness. Rising wetness can increase level and clip. Don't let the smeared tail steal all sub energy. Use the sub track to anchor the low end and mute or attenuate it if needed. Finally, avoid automating too many parameters at once. For beginners, keep to 3 main lanes per bass element. Pro tips: use a return track for repeated smear effects. Put grain delay on a return and automate the send amount from multiple tracks. Freeze and flatten dramatic stretched clips to save CPU. For sidechain control, create a short 1-2 bar muted kick trigger and route it to the sidechain input. Automating that triggers gain shapes duct duration precisely. Automate slight saturation on the bus during main sections to fatten harmonics. Keep the sub mono with utility width automation. Widen mids while keeping low frequency centered. If you want wave-eatable motion in your stretch, automate wave-eatable before rendering and resample to audio so the stretched result captures the movement. Mini practice exercise. An 8-bar loop. Goal: tight sub with a stretched tail that enters on bar 5 and adds weight through bars 5-8. Steps. 1. Drop a 1-bar bass audio loop at bar 1 in arrangement. 2. Duplicate the track to make bass sub and bass stretch. 3. On bass stretch, insert grain delay. Set feedback to 40%, delay time to 120 ms, dry slash wet to 20%. 4. Automate grain delay dry slash wet from 10% to 60% starting at bar 5 and back down at bar 9. 5. Automate the clip transpose on bass stretch from 0 to minus 2 semitones, across bars 5, 6 and back to 0 at bar 8. 6. Add auto filter on bass stretch and open cutoff by 300 to 600 Hz at bar 5, closing at bar 9. 7. On bass bus, automate a +2 dB gain ride for bars 5, 8. 8. Play back with the kick and tweak feedback and sidechain so the smear is present but doesn't overwhelm the kick. Recap: we split bass into sub and stretch, used grain delay and saturator for smear, and automated dry slash wet and feedback, clip transpose, auto filter cutoff, low shelf gain and sidechain to control weight. Keep pitch moves subtle, control feedback, and use a bus for section-wide glue. Practice the 8-bar exercise to internalize how automated smear and filter rides give you late-night roller pressure without sacrificing clarity. Final coaching thought: treat the sub and the stretch as two different instruments, solidity and atmosphere. Start by automating the most important movements first, dry slash wet or send, filter cutoff, and transpose. Then add smaller automations only where they contribute musically. Restraint is what keeps a roller both heavy and clean. That's it. Load up Live 12, follow the steps, and experiment with the ranges we covered. Good luck and enjoy making those late night rollers.